You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marsha Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is It's Already Prepared by Dr. Herbert Bailey.
I'm already blessed. When I was broke, I was blessed. The blessings hadn't shown up yet. Okay? Just like right now, you ain't broke. You just between paychecks. Come on, you got to change how you talk about this thing right now. When I first started grabbing hold to these principles, you know, before I knew better, I would have told my children when they were small, we don't have any money. And then I started changing. We don't have money for that. That's not a priority. I got money. I don't have money for that. No. I mean, you 10, I don't have money to buy you a $100 pair of sneakers, at which you being 10. Don't have money for that. Got money, but not for that. I just changed my. I told y'all what my son Daniel did. Daniel was always asking for new sneakers, and Daniel made up his mind, I'll never be broke again another day in my life without sneakers. That boy starts just putting money aside, saving quarters, and then every couple months or once a month he come in. Hey, Dad, can you give me some money for these quarters? He come bring me $30 worth of quarters. Really, he would. Am I right? He would just save his money, but I had said one time, I said I'm getting any sneakers now. I said you don't need any. There's nothing wrong with the sneakers you got. I said now come see me when something wrong with those. So I was looking out the window one day, and he was down in the street going. I'll fix you. I'll make something wrong with these. I said, boy, stop trying to mess up those sneakers. Say this, I'm already blessed. He's blessed be the God of our Father, blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us. I'm already blessed with all what? Spiritual blessings where? Now, see, that's the problem. Because we sitting there, Pastor, I can't spunt those spiritual blessings. I need some blessing to show up in these natural accounts. Come on. I agree with you. But you listen, if you don't get it that is there, you'll never get it here. You're blessed here before you're blessed here. You're rich here before you're rich here. That's why he says to the church of Smyrna, I believe, in Revelation, he says, I know your persecution. I know your tribulation. I know your poverty. He said, I see what's going on externally. He said, but thou art rich. He said, you got to see yourself rich before rich shows up. Most people, the reason why rich never show up externally, because they never saw themselves rich internally. So as long as you go around and say, well, you know, I come from a poor family, like Gideon, I'm from Manasseh. You know, I'm the poorest in the household, and my family never had anything, and we've not. So you are identifying yourself as being poor because your family's been poor. So before God can bless you, so before God can manifest what he has blessed you with, he got to get you to receive that as a reality spiritually before it happens naturally. Are y'all with me? So he tells us, Ephesians 1 and 3, that God hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. Say it. Say, I'm already blessed. Second Peter 1, 2 and 3. Man, when I started studying this scripture, really, really blessed me. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. The way you're going to experience God's grace, the way you're going to experience God's grace and experience God's peace, God's grace and God's peace will be multiplied to you through what? Through knowledge. It's knowledge of who God is that gives you peace. It's knowledge of what Jesus has done and who he is that gives you peace. It's not money that gives you peace. It's knowledge of who God is that gives you peace. That's how grace and peace is multiplying you, through your knowledge. So my people perish and are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You stay poor because of lack of knowledge. So God's grace, God's peace is multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. According as his divine power, we see it again, hath blessed, hath given unto us what? Some things. His power hath given unto us all things that pertain, that apply, that relate to, that are necessary for what? For life and godliness. But then he tells us again how it's going to happen. Through what? Through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. So what's going to cause prosperity to show up in your life, what's going to cause healing to show up in your life, what's going to cause you to experience God's grace, what's going to cause you to experience God's love is knowledge. It's not stuff. It's knowledge. That's why there are people who have peace and have neither pot nor window. You fill in the blanks. And other people, they got, I mean, you ever see people and look like they got it going on? I mean, financially, and your thought is, well, what's wrong with you? If you think, if I had it going on like you had it going on, I would sure have some peace. Because you think that peace and prosperity and the things and these inner things are manifested through that come as a result of external natural stuff. No, it's first the spiritual, then the natural. New Living Translation, that verse says this: may God give you more and more grace and peace as you grow in your knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. By his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by what? By coming to know him, not by increased digits on your bank account. We have received all of this, all the things that pertain to life and godliness, by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. He's saying everything that God is going to do is already done. He has already blessed you. He has already given you everything you need. You will have peace with that. You will have prosperity from that. You will have grace in your life and peace in your life as a result of knowing that. How do I know that? By getting closer to him. So the more secure I am in my relationship with the Lord, the more I'm secure in every aspect of my life. That's why when Jesus sees his disciple worrying about stuff, he said what? Fear not, little flock. Because it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He said the only reason why you can be fearing is because you're doubting what God has for you. What pleases God. He said it's the Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. So stop worrying. Stop fearing. He's already done it. If you hang out with rich people and you're good friends with them, you don't have to have nothing. How many of y'all agree? If they got the money, okay. My son, my future daughter-in-law here, we go out to eat on a regular basis. Every time I ask them to go eat, they never say, how much is it going to cost? They never ask me, if I tell them tonight, if I tell them on Sunday, we're going to Ruth Chris. They never say, Ruth Chris, I ain't got no Ruth Chris money. I never said that. Why? Because they're with me. And they figure if I invite them, I got it taken care of. Ooh, Jesus. Man, I feel like running. Jesus has spread a table. And he's invited you to sit at the table. Come ye all that labor and a heavy laden. I give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that thirst. What's he saying? If I invite you, I already know what it's going to take for you to be at that table. That's just a place of assurance that we have to get to. Here's the principle. Here's the principle. God prepares for whatever he creates. Say that. God prepares. So God doesn't create something and then start preparing for it. God prepares, then he creates. Okay? What day did God create Adam on? God prepares, then he creates. What did God do on the seventh day? He rested. Okay. Hint, hint. So on the very last day, he created it. I mean, he rested. So the day before the last day was his last day of creating. The question is, based upon the principle that God prepares for whatever he creates, what day do you think he created man? It's six, y'all. I gave you all that, Lord Jesus. And we want, no, okay, no. Yeah. God created man on the sixth day. I went back and checked it myself. That's not theory. All right? Genesis 2 and 7. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. This is on the sixth day. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. So he created him, and then he put him in a garden that he already prepared for him. The garden wasn't prepared for mosquitoes and bugs. The garden was prepared for man. Are y'all with me here? Okay. And the God planted a garden eastward of Eden, and there he put man whom he had formed, and out of the ground made the Lord to grow every tree that is pleasant, and the Lord made it. He didn't have to make anything grow. The Lord made it grow for him. Every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life in the midst of the garden and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden. God created him. He puts him in a garden, gives him everything he needs in the garden, and he even gives him an irrigation system. You don't even have to worry about, he said, I'm going to cause rivers to run through the garden to give irrigation for what I want you to enjoy. The name of the first, ran into four heads, and the name of the first is Pison, in which it conquered the whole land of Havilah, where there's gold, and the gold of that land is good. There's bedlam, and there's onyx stone. So the principle is, God prepares for what he creates. Okay? Now, follow this thought out. Give me about 5 minutes. 2 Corinthians 5:17, many of us who were saved, been saved in time, we know the scripture, one of the first scriptures that many times in discipleship that you learn after you get born again. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. That word creature is translated in other translations as what? He's a new creation. So when you got saved, when you got born again, God created you or recreated you. The principle is that whatever God creates, he prepares for, or God prepares for whatever he created. So when God called you into the kingdom of God, he had already prepared for you to live in the kingdom. He prepared everything you would need for your natural life and your spiritual life, for life and godliness. So God doesn't have to say, man, I wasn't expecting to have this many children. God's not going on WIC. He's not applying for welfare. He's not denying you so he don't have to pay child support. All of us are his children. We've been created in Christ Jesus unto good works, and he prepared for us to be here. And he's a good father, gentlemen, but a good father prepares. The Amplified, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any person is engrafted in Christ the Messiah, he's a new creation, a new creature altogether. The old previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, the fresh and new has come. Colossians 1:16-17. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth. Look at this. I need to see this. What kind of things are created? Okay. All things are created that are in the earth. But keep reading. What kind of things are they? Visible and what? Now, y'all know in the natural, that doesn't make any sense. So according to this scripture, God has created some things you don't see. He creates both visible things and invisible things. Is there oxygen in this room? How you know? Do you see it? No, but you know it's in here. You don't see it. Oxygen is invisible. Who created oxygen? God. Because he creates all things, both visible and invisible. If you can rest and go through your life realizing just because I don't see it doesn't mean it's not there. God has created things that eyes have not seen, meaning it's invisible. Doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Means your natural eyes haven't seen it. Your ears haven't heard. Doesn't mean it hasn't been spoken. You just didn't hear it. That have not entered the heart of man. It doesn't mean God hasn't thought about it. Just you haven't thought about it. Whether it be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and what? And for him. Keep going. Put a 17. And he is before all things. He preceded all things. All things come from him. Watch this. And this part is so important because many of us Christians, we know when we believe in God, we know things God, you got to come from God. But God is all things, and he is before, he existed before all things, meaning everything comes from him. And by him, all things what? All consist. That means he keeps it all together. So what happens, sometimes we get saved, we get born again, and we believe in God for a house, believe God for a car, you want a wife, you want children, you want a career, and God bless with all these things, and you will acknowledge, God gave me all these things, but it also says by him all things consist. So if I'm going to keep it, if we're going to stay together, I got to stay in relationship with him. Because some people, they believe God gave it to them, but then they leave the God who brought them. And if you leave God, if he's no longer consisting, holding everything up, then everything he gave you is going to fall to the ground. He created all things, and by him all things consist. I was talking with a brother last week in my office. He said to me, Pastor, I got to ask you a question. He said, how do you stay? He said, he talked about God bless you, and I see God bless you. Blah, 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 blah. He said, how do you stay grounded? How do you stay humble? I said, I remember where I came from. I keep repeating. That's why some of y'all can get tired of hearing my story. If I stop telling my story and don't tell you where I came from, there's a problem. Because I'm starting to think that I've always been here. I have not always been here. Every place I've been, God brought me. I remember where I was. I remember how I used to be. I remember how broke I was. I remember how messed up my mind was. I remember how messed up my family was. I remember where God brought me from. And as long as I remember where he brought me from and I realize where I am right now, it consists by him. I can't leave him. I can't forget about him. I can't think that I'm doing it on my own because by him, all this stuff is held together. Let me finish this here. Oh, man. Isaiah 43, I believe. Isaiah 43. Let's start at verse 1. God speaks this to Israel. Now we know based upon Galatians 3, when he speaks to Israel, that now applies to us. It didn't used to apply to us, but now applies to us because he's made of one blood, all nations. He broke down the middle wall of partition between us. Y'all with me here? Yes, give me about 2 minutes here. Starting verse 1. But now, thus saith the Lord, that what? created thee. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. So that refers to, did God create us? Okay? Not just in a natural sense, but he in the spiritual sense. Now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, I have redeemed thee. Have we been redeemed? The scripture says, not with gold and silver, but with the precious blood of Jesus. I have paid a price for you. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Thou art mine. You belong to me. Like my mother-in-law told me regarding Marcia, this is mine, Herbie. Herbie. This is mine you're messing with. Okay. Thou art mine. He said, now because you passed, because you are mine, because you are my possession, because I own you, because you belong to me, when thou passest through the water, I'm going to be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Now, I really wish that God said, because you belong to me, you will never go through water, you will never go through rivers, and you will never come close to fire. That is not what God said. Ask Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Sometimes you go through fire. He said, but when you pass through the waters, he said, I'm going to be with you. And when you go through the rivers, they're not going to overflow you. And when you walk through the fire, you're not going to be burned. Why? God said, I'm going to be right there with you because you belong to me. I created you. So because I love you and you love me, you can have assurance that no matter what I go through, he's already prepared, as the scriptures say, a way of escape that I can bear up under it. There's nothing I go through that is a surprise to God. It's nothing that the Lord allows me to go through that he hasn't already worked out my victory, because he's already prepared everything ahead of time for me. Verse 3. For I am the Lord your God. I'm the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, because you're precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore, because I love thee, therefore, because I love thee, I will give men for thee. I'll sacrifice other people for you and people for thy life. He says, so fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring your seed from the east and gather them from the west. God said, not only that, he said, I'm going to take care of your children, glory to God. I'm going to take care of your seed. That may seem far away from me right now, but because you love me and I love you, and because we got a relationship, not only am I watching over you, I'm watching over your children and your seed. I'll bring your seed from the east. I'll gather them from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the end of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name, I have created him for glory, for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Will you tell somebody, say, it's already prepared. Now once, come on, stand with me. Once you receive these truths as a spiritual reality, now you can go through life without worry, without fear, without anxiety. Heard somebody use the expression, I can't remember, and I started using it. You won't stop going through life sweating like a sinner. The Bible said, the Lord is on my side. Why am I sweating like a sinner? I don't know. I don't worry. I don't know. I don't know how this is going to work out. I don't know what's going on. No. God created me. Whatever he creates, he's already prepared for.
God has everything you need just waiting for you to claim it. You have to believe that he already has your necessities and desires taken care of. Dr. Herbert Bailey encourages you that it's already prepared in this timely message. Order these resources today for your love gift of $15 or more. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for It's Already Prepared. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. in Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.